A reading from the book of Exodus. The Amalekites came and attacked Israel at Rephidim. Moses said to Joshua, "Pick out men for yourself, and tomorrow morning march out to engage Amalek. I, meanwhile, will stand on the hilltop, the staff of God in my hand." Joshua did as Moses told him and marched out to engage Amalek, while Moses and Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the hill. As long as Moses kept his arms raised, Israel had the advantage. When he let his arms fall, the advantage went to Amalek. But Moses' arms grew heavy, so they took a stone and put it under him, and on this he sat, Aaron and Hur supporting his arms, one on one side, one on the other, and his arms remained firm till sunset. With the edge of the sword, Joshua cut down Amalek and his people. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I lift up my eyes to the mountains, from where shall come my help? My help shall come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. May he never allow you to stumble. Let him sleep not, your God. No, he sleeps not nor stumbles, Israel's God. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. The Lord is your God and your shade. At your right side he stands. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. The Lord will guard you from evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going and coming, both now and forever. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. You must keep to what you have been taught and know to be true. Remember who your teachers were, and how, ever since you were a child, you have known the Holy Scriptures. From these you can learn the wisdom that leads to salvation, through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is inspired by God, and can profitably be used for teaching, for refuting error, for guiding people's lives, and teaching them to be holy. This is how the man who is dedicated to God becomes fully equipped and ready for any good work. Before God and before Christ Jesus, who is to be judge of the living and the dead? I put this duty to you in the name of his appearing and of his kingdom. Proclaim the message and welcome or unwelcome, insist on it. Refute falsehood, correct error, call to obedience, but do all with patience and with the intention of teaching. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus told his disciples a parable about the need to pray continually and never lose heart. There was a judge in a certain town, he said, who had neither fear of God nor respect for man. In the same town there was a widow who kept on coming to him and saying, "I want justice from you against my enemy." For a long time he refused, but at last he said to himself, "Maybe I have neither fear of God nor respect for man, but since she keeps pestering me, I must give this widow her just rights, and she will persist in coming and worrying me to her death." And the Lord said, "You notice what the unjust judge has to say. Now will not God see justice done to his chosen, who cry to him day and night, even when he delays to help them? I promise you, you will see justice done to them, and done speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, he will find any faith on earth." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Amalekites, they were a tough lot. They controlled the pathways from Egypt up to Palestine, up to the Promised Land. And they were a constant threat to Moses and the chosen people as they traveled. So they hadn't just one battle with them, they had many. And we see here how Moses handles the situation. He says to Joshua, the commander of the army, and his deputy leader, he says to him, "You go down and do the battle. You go down and do the fighting, and I'll do the praying. I'll do the praying on the hilltop." So Joshua did as Moses told him and marched out to engage Amalek, while Moses and Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And as long as Moses kept his arms raised like this in prayer, prayer for the people, prayer for success, prayer that God's plan would be fulfilled and that the people would get to the Promised Land. And the amazing thing, well, it was not amazing to people of faith. As long as he kept praying and kept his arms out, the advantage went to God, went to Moses and to Joshua. And when his arms fell, the advantage went to Amalek. So, when his arms grew so heavy, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on this, and Aaron on one side and Hur on the other, supporting his arms. And his arms remained firm till sunset, and Joshua won the battle. Not just Joshua won the battle. Moses won the battle as well. It was the two. It was the prayer and the action that wins the battle. And we see the same with the poor widow. She's dealing with a corrupt judge, an unjust judge. He doesn't give a damn about her. He doesn't care about her in the slightest. And she comes to him. She's nothing. Because when you were a widow in this culture, the property went back to the in-laws. And you were left destitute as a widow. You had nothing. So she comes to him in her destitution and says, I want justice from you. I want to get the wherewithal to live. That's all she was looking for. And he wouldn't give it, wouldn't be bothered. But she kept pestering him. And he says, maybe I have neither fear of God nor respect for people, but since she keeps pestering me, I must give this widow her just rights, or she will persist in coming to me and worry me to death. So not out of any goodwill does he respond, just because she was pestering him. And Jesus says, this is a parable, this is just a story. Jesus was a great storyteller. Most of his teaching comes in stories, in the story form, in the parable, laying down one thing beside another. And he says, you notice how the unjust judge acted, what he had to say. Now, and this is the important bit, will not God see justice done to his chosen people, who cry to him day and night, even when he delays to help them? I promise you, he will see justice done to them, and done speedily. How much more does God respond to our prayer in comparison with the judge? God is contrasted with the unjust judge. He has to be tormented before he yields, before he responds. Not with God. God responds even before we utter our prayer. God responds because God knows what's in our human, in our hearts, and he's all the time wanting to help us, wanting to help us, desiring to meet our deepest needs. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Now, if you find prayer difficult, may I suggest that you take one of the Psalms, any of the Psalms. This is a beautiful one today. The Lord, may he never allow you to stumble. Let him sleep not your guard. No, he sleeps not nor slumbers, Israel's guard. I lift up my eyes to the mountains, from where shall come my help? My help shall come from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. So when you don't have words to pray, when you're feeling dry and down in yourself, down at heart, go to one of the Psalms like that. The Lord is my guard and my shade. At my right side he stands. Beautiful promises. Or the Lord's my shepherd. Some of the familiar ones. Great ways of praying. The Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer. I was just thinking, as I was driving from York this morning, a story about the Lord's Prayer. Back in St. Bernard's time, about 13th century. And this man was boasting about that he could pray, focusing on God without distraction for quite a while. So Bernard asked him to say the Lord's Prayer, to pray the Lord's Prayer. And he said, if you can say it without distraction, I'll give you my horse. And so he started the prayer, the Lord's Prayer, and when he got to give us this day our daily bread, he said, will you give me the saddle and the winkers as well? Throw them in. So that's what our concentration is like. I think a better word is, when we're praying, is to focus. You've come in here today to pray. So you focus on God and his power and his love and his gentleness and his compassion on poor souls like us, sinners, on our way to redemption.